The power of personal presence. I love this quote. If your presence doesn't make an impact, your absence won't make a difference. By Trey Smith. So, have you ever walked into a room and just been drawn to someone as if by magnetism? You can't quite put your finger on it. You just sense that person will be warm, interesting, easy to talk to, and engaging. Equally, have you ever been in a room and watched someone arrive who has that instant impact? People notice them. They want to engage with them. They want to hear what they have to say. And these people move effortlessly around the room, spreading their own special kind of magic wherever they go. We've all met people with strong personal presence, sometimes described as charisma. They're just comfortable in their own skin. They have a quiet self-assurance that makes everyone around them feel at ease too. This is personal presence at its best, and people who have it in abundance ooze confidence, which is devoid of any arrogance, and they radiate a feeling of well-being which infiltrates everyone they connect with. A strong personal presence can be irresistibly attractive. Combine that with passion and drive and you will be unstoppable. It will open doors for you, make you stand out from the crowd, get you in front of people you would otherwise never meet, create incredible opportunities, and ensure you leave a lasting impact wherever you go. Now, many people think personal presence is something that you're either born with or without. And it's true that even babies can exert a strong presence from birth. However, the good news is, we can all develop a stronger personal presence by taking some very simple steps. One of the key ways to develop your personal presence is to be really clear and assured in your own natural talents and abilities, knowing exactly where you add value and what is unique and special about you. And we are all as unique as a fingerprint. There's never been anyone like you before, and there will never be anyone like you again. And yet so often we forget the skills and natural abilities that we have as life takes over, as responsibilities weigh heavy on our shoulders, and as our resistance tells us that we are not good enough or clever enough to be anything other than ordinary, and that we should be content to settle for second best. So many factors influence the person we turn out to be. Our background, our upbringing, education, friends, career, interests, health, fitness, etc. The list is endless. And so we often settle for what we are expected to be by parents, teachers, bosses, colleagues, partners, friends and children. Our true brilliance gets buried beneath those feelings of how we should think, should act, should behave, and should be. So how can we increase our personal presence? It's a huge topic. Trainers run week and 2 week long courses on this, so I can only just scratch the surface here. But some of my top tips are as follows. Firstly, get clear on what your natural strengths and talents are. A great profiling tool like Talent Dynamics will give you an uncannily accurate report in just 10 minutes and often resurrects long forgotten skills. Spend your time doing what you're naturally talented at rather than trying to be the typical jack of all trades. If you do what you do best, you'll see great results for your efforts. You'll gain recognition for your skills and you'll feel energized and engaged with the task in hand. Invest in your personal and professional development. Knowledge is power, and sharing knowledge is extremely empowering. Invest in your health and well-being. Looking after yourself will ensure you feel valued and valuable. And a healthy glow is extremely attractive. Get professional advice on colour and style to ensure you look and feel your best in any situation. Wearing colours that suit you will make you look radiant, younger, make you stand out from the crowd and brighten up any grey day. Build in quality me time when you can rest, reflect, meditate, recharge and be at your best when you're out and about connecting with others. Read as much and as diverse material as you can. You will always have something to talk about and an interesting opinion on a wide range of topics. Make sure you're regularly in the company of inspiring and successful people. They will stimulate, energize, and challenge you, keeping you focused on your pathway to fulfillment. Engage a personal or business coach who will ensure you keep moving towards your goals and challenge you to reach even higher. And finally, be kind to yourself. Accept compliments graciously. Remind yourself how well you're doing, how capable you are, and what a good job you do. Ask for testimonials and put them where you can read them regularly and share with others. This is just the tip of the iceberg. However, all of these steps will make you feel more confident and more comfortable in your own skin. And as you start to exude that confidence, you unconsciously give others the permission to do the same. I love this quote: when we are authentic, when we act out of presence and awareness, it also gives nourishment to the inner being of the people around us. To fully explore and enhance your personal presence, do join me on my next workshop. It's the 12th of May. And for more info, just Google Sylvia Baldock and go to my Talent Dynamics website and you'll find full details. Thank you and have a great day.